Recently, I was having lunch with this guy who runs a bunch of local singles events. And, he wanted to know more about me and my services, and I wanted to know more about his events. What I do is I work with these busy professional single ladies, and I help them find love, open up to that possibility of love, and find a relationship that really enhances their life. And I do this through private and group coaching, as well as some audio and literary products. And he puts on these events for singles where men and women can get together and meet each other. So, of course, I wanted to know if his events are something I need to tell my clients about. And he wanted to know if my services are something he needs to be promoting at some of his events. About halfway through the conversation, he turns to me and says, he asks, "So do you insist that your clients be a certain weight and attractiveness level?" I was shocked. And I said, "Of course not. Why on earth would I do that?" And his response was, "Well, you have to admit, the more attractive a woman is, the more likely she is to get a man." Now, I would like to clear this up right now, right here. What you look like has very little to do with your ability to experience a loving, lasting relationship. How you feel about yourself as a whole has a lot to do with your ability to be in a relationship of giving and receiving love and to find that in your life. Now, yes, I admit that sexy lady in the short skirt with the big boobs will probably experience more dates than the average plain Jane. But her looks do not make her any more eligible to find true love than any other woman out there. I know plenty of women who are fit and gorgeous and sexy and heartbrokenly single and so frustrated and miserable about it. And I know plenty of women who may be a little bit overweight and wouldn't necessarily win a beauty contest, but are in these awesome relationships where they are giving love and receiving love. There's support, there's encouragement, there's just a beautiful home and family formed out of these relationships. Now, if you don't believe me, I challenge you to put this to the test. Go to some big chain grocery store, right? Like Harris Teeter or Kroger or Food Lion, and walk around and notice the couples in the store. They come in all shapes and sizes, colors, all sorts of different things. And you notice that there are some really good-looking women by themselves, obviously shopping for one. So do not use the excuse of "I'm not pretty enough" to be on the cover of Vogue magazine to think that you do not deserve a loving, lasting relationship. This is Jessica Sabatini with the 360 Woman. May you have your pie and eat it too, sister.